Oh, is this Bill?
Yeah, hey Nico, how are you?
Hey Bill, how's it going?
Good, good. Calling you back. Sorry, I forgot to call you back. I forgot to call you back earlier.
not a problem. Yeah, I ended up going to lunch right after we talked too, so would have been.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's fine. But I was just trying to follow up here. It looks like you spoke with the underwriter yesterday. Kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Went over everything that was going. Looks like we'd probably fall along the lines of a more appropriate type of program to work with as the equipment financing, you know, see if we can get you that money that you need for, what is it, a carrier? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a car carrier. It's an auto transport car carrier.
Okay.
Tank
so, car. I'm gonna write down a few of these notes. So it's an auto, what was it, sorry?
Auto transport carrier.
Carrier, okay. Right, those are like the typical carriers you see on the back of big big trucks that haul the
yes.
automobiles, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Yep, that's what I do for a living. I haul automobiles for a living.
So, of course. And this piece of equipment, this is going to be a new piece of equipment, right? Or is it going to be a used one?
No, it will be a used one. Right now I'm looking at a 2002 Peterbilt. 2002
Patrol,
yeah, with a 2002 Patrol trailer, and the guy's asking $65 for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been refurbished, repainted, upgraded, new wiring cables, new engine's been rebuilt, transmission ran, but then rebuilt.
Okay, so essentially it's almost brand new.
Almost, right? It's probably got 100,000 miles since that stuff has been done, but...
Is this seller, it's a private party, correct? I think that's what the note
said. Private party. Yep, private party.
And is this seller, does he have like a form of a quotation maybe, like an online ad or something that shows the price of this?
No, I don't think he does. We met through mutual business. Guy where I parked my truck knows the guy and worked on his truck. And, you know, we've just...
That's how
we met.
Right. Okay. So with this new piece of equipment, are you looking to bring like another person on board for the team to drive it, or are you gonna?
No, that's what we'll be doing. Yeah, that's what we'll be doing.
Okay, so you are. Okay, so you are bringing on.
Well, we're gonna be a play. They lease it to him and be an owner after.
Okay. Okay, and cool. So what's this timeline looking like? Do you have a deadline for when you would like to get this piece of equipment?
I don't really have a deadline. If it works out in the next couple of months, I got to talk to the guy I'm looking at coming over here to make sure he's getting over there first.
Okay.
The driver, the guy I'm going to have, lease the equipment. I got to talk to him. We're probably looking at somewhere in the next 60 days.
Next 60 days. Okay, I'll mark that down here. You just want to be able to have, the approval to go with it so you know that you can purchase the equipment.
Well, yeah.
No, of course, that would be the nicest thing, right?
Yeah, right.
So this new piece of equipment is going to cost you $65,000. It's going to be in addition to, your current one. I know you already have one right now and you're looking at another. How much will this new piece kind of generate for the business? Like, what's the revenue it's going to be generating per month? Have you been able to kind of sit down and quantify that?
Oh, yeah, it should do, should mirror what I'm doing already. So, if I'm doing $350,000 a year now, that one's definitely going to do $340,000 a year. And
okay.
We should mirror that, what I'm currently doing. So I'm basically going to double my gross revenue.
Okay, yeah, that would make sense, especially since you've been operating off the one, and that the one has given you the $350,000 right now. So it's just going to be doubling it. Okay, that's awesome. That's an extremely good return on investment there, and this seems like it would help the business a lot. Okay.
Yep.
And let me get this right. So I'm just going to read you back over some of the notes I took. So it's a 2002 Peterbilt, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to cost you $65,000. It's a used piece that's been refurbished. It's got around 100,000 miles on it. It is through a private party. This will require bringing on another employee. You don't really have a deadline right now, but you would like it within the next 60 days. And the best thing is your return on investment, which is going to be a tremendous amount, about $350,000 as well.
Right.
Okay. All right. So let's see what I can do here. So to kind of get you kickstarted on the application process, again, I already have like all the other documents that I need, but because it's the equipment, I'm just going to have to resend over a new application that goes over kind of a little more in depth about what the piece that you're currently looking for is. Like, you just fill out what it is, who you're going to be buying it from, and then I'll have the same information practically that the working capital application did. So yeah, you and your wife are going to have to fill that out again. It's the simple information.
Let me ask you this question. Does that mean my credit check is going to take another hit then?
No, we already have that on file, so that's not going to take another ding. It shouldn't, at least from my point of perspective. I can ask my senior member right here if that's something that's of consideration.
That is a consideration for me, because I don't need my credit take two dings within a short period of time from the same company.
Okay, let me ask him real quick so I can just clarify that with you.
All right.
All right, give me 1 second.
You bet.
Bill, you there?
Yeah.
It's not going to ding your credit. We're not running it again because we already have you on file here, because you already did the other application. Yeah, so that'll be fine.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Good. So, so I'm just going to have to resend over the application. Very simple. Again, you pretty much did the entire thing once again. It'll just have another subsection on it that just kind of talks about the equipment that you're looking to get.
Okay. I probably won't get that done until next week.
So. Okay. Yeah, that's not a problem. Not a problem. I know it's not like priority right now. It's just something that you're kind of looking to see what type of answer you can get. And, yeah, so everything should be included there. I'm going to shoot you over another email, and when you have the time, if you're looking at it over the weekend, if you have any other questions, once again, of course, feel free to give me a call, I can, you know, walk you through it again, because essentially what it has is it's got the company information that you need to fill out again, you know, the principal's information, the little banking information, and then it'll have the little subsection that's proposed equipment acquisition, and it'll go over like what type of equipment that you're looking to get, who you're getting it from. Like, you'll put in the contact information of the person, the total amount, and that's pretty much it. So it's very, very straightforward.
Right. Let me ask you this, Nico. I actually own two companies. I own an equipment and leasing company, which is probably the company that I'd want to title or make the loan in, is my equipment and leasing company, because I'm going to lease it back to the driver that's going to be driving it. If that makes sense to you, you know what I'm saying?
So you have the automobile, because I remember you explaining this to me very briefly when we initially were talking, but we didn't really go into depth in it. So why don't you kind of like tell me a little bit more about exactly the process that's going to be happening with that, so that I get a little bit of background?
Well, like I said, I've got two companies. I've got this trucking company, which we applied for the working capital loan on. And then I've got an equipment and leasing company also, which is generally where I buy my equipment through that company and title it in that company's name. I don't know if that makes a difference to you guys or not. I haven't really done a lot with it. But that's what I purchased equipment through the leasing company, and so the trucking company doesn't actually own the equipment.
Okay, so that kind of...
And then I lease that equipment to the driver, and then that driver will lease it on to Morningstar.
I'm getting a little better picture of that right now, so it's more along the lines of... I guess you could say you're using the leasing company for the acquisition. Is that what's going to be happening then?
Yes, that would be correct. Yes.
Okay, so let me ask my senior member, because of course I want to make this process as transparent as possible and just kind of get a better picture from him as well, and see, you know, what that would require, because of course I want to, you know, get you on the road here and get the ball rolling and see what we can do to help you out. Let me ask him real quick again. It'll take about a minute.
All right.
Okay. Bill, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what my senior told me. So we've came across this type of situation before. It's totally fine. So what you need to do, because it's going to be a different company that you're going to be going through us for the equipment financing, all I need is just 6 months of business bank statements from that company, and then when you fill out the application, make sure that you write that you're going to be using the equipment leasing company. So put the equipment leasing company's name and all the equipment leasing company's data and facts on the application, and not from Morningstar Trucking. But so are you still with that company? Are you still split 50-50 ownership, or okay, so make sure that you and your wife both get both your guys' signatures, but all the information is just going to have to be for that company instead of Morningstar. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah,
you'll see a lot less activity in that company financially, because it spends a lot with it.
Right, so what were those ending balances? Do you happen to know what the ending balances were looking
I have no idea.
Not a problem. I was just trying to get a ballpark picture real quick.
I couldn't even tell you. Right now I've got three cars financed through that I'm leasing out. My kids are doing a lease purchase deal on. So, it's small potato stuff there. And I've had other trucks and equipment purchased through there years ago that other drivers have wanted paid off. I don't do a lot with it, but it's there.
Right. I mean, it's strategy. It's a strategic move on your part rather than putting everything all in one basket, right?
Right. Well, there's that plus that, you know, if I'm going to have a hired driver who leases equipment, you know, I don't, what I want to do is make sure there's that boundary between employee and owner-operator.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm looking for. That's why I do it that way, so they can't say he's actually an employee. And I got to deal with all the other stuff that employers have to do.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's a lot of other stuff that comes with it, too, you know, insurance, all that other stuff.
Absolutely.
It's just a whole other mess that you don't really want to deal with when you can simplify it by just doing what you're doing, like contracting it out, essentially.
Right.
Okay. So I'm gonna reshoot you over an email. It's going to have the equipment financing application. Make sure you write the name of that company, the equipment leasing company, on there, and then provide.
It's Morningstar Equipment Leasing.
Okay.
We keep things simple. We keep things very simple.
Sorry, equipment. Okay. Equipment and leasing.
All right.
Okay, so yeah, I'll reshoot over that. I think that should be everything covered. It's going to be, once again, just a fairly simple process. Once you get that back to me, I'll get you an answer within that 24-hour time frame again.
Okay. Yeah, I'll edit that probably sometime next week.
Okay, perfect. All right, then.
All right, thanks, Nick.
All right, Bill, I'll shoot that over, and then I'll follow up with you possibly middle of next week. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, take care. Have a great rest of the week.
Yep, thank you.
All right, bye now.